Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Thursday, September 7th, 2017. Friedrichshain Club, Beach Bar and Gallery, YAM, was raided Tuesday evening after police followed clues from a presumed drug dealer. Earlier in the day, the police had observed a 31-year-old picking up a package from a bush in the Görlitzer Park. He sat down on a bench with another 22-year-old individual. When the detectives addressed the two, the 22-year-old attempted to flee. After a brief chase, he was arrested and found to have 9 small parcels containing drugs he received in the club. With this information, the police received a judicial search warrant and searched the YAM premises. Police found several bags of marijuana and several pills and powders. The nature and amount of the drugs was not disclosed, but the officers tweeted a photo. The owner or recipients of the drugs could not be determined. After about 2.5 hours, there was no further action by police. Because the club is located on the Spree, water police assisted in the raid. The 31-year-old and the 22-year-old were released again after applying identification measures. According to the data, they are living illegally in Germany. YAM published a statement later that ensured full cooperation with the authorities and the intent to keep dealers away from the club. Justice Senator Dirk Behrendt of the Green Party and lawyer Rainer Geulen presented a legal study on Tegel yesterday that was investigating the ramifications should the airport stay open. Legally, Tegel was already closed in 2004, but stays conditionally open until the new BER airport is ready. The FDP and parts of the CDU are demanding to keep TXL afterwards. According to the lawyers, this option does not have a legal perspective. There are 3 legal criteria that make it impossible to keep TXL open. The first is the official approval of the plan that binds the closing of Tegel to the opening of BER and has been confirmed by the Federal Administration Court. Second, the planning of federal states was foreseeing a single airport use. It would be required that the state of Brandenburg agrees to a change. And third are the flying routes. It took years to define them and get them approved by a judge. It would take several more years to change them now. During this election campaign in Berlin, nearly 600 election posters have been damaged or stolen. As the police reported on Tuesday, the AfD was affected the most, with some 200 posters being vandalized. The SPD had 120, while the CDU had 80 affected. On Monday evening, a 47-year-old in Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg vandalized 10 campaign posters with paint. In addition, only a few days after the 6th August start of the most recent campaigning, a man tore down left party posters at Alexanderplatz. Police are investigating both men on damage to property charges. The German Office of Foreign Affairs supposedly was successful in an attempt to limit business activities by the North Korea embassy. North Korea recently has terminated a contract with the City Hostel Berlin, which is located on the embassy grounds. The German federal government suspects that the income from the hotel business is used to generate money, which would undermine international sanctions and partially finances the nuclear weapons program of North Korea. The commercial use of embassy grounds violates resolutions by the UN Security Council and the EU. The contract cancellation is a further step to end the status quo, the Office of Foreign Affairs announced. The operators of the hostel stated on Facebook that the hostel is definitely not closed and announced to fight the contract termination in court. Hundreds of music fans came to the Funkhaus Berlin on Monday for an exclusive LCD sound system concert, but had to leave the venue in vain. The invite-only concert was organized by headphones company Beats and Sony Music Germany. It was part of an IFA marketing event. Beats invited celebrities, influencers, and the press to announce a new headphone. The rest of the tickets were given away in a lottery. Supposedly, too many lottery winners were drawn, and shortly after the doors opened, no more people were let into the venue, and the doors closed again. Several hundred fans waited for hours and had to leave the venue in frustration. The few lucky ones who got in saw a 10-song set by LCD Sound System, 3 songs from the new album American Dream. The concert started with a 90-minute delay as Beats president Luke Wood extended the preceding marketing event. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.